It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined on the phone by the mayor of Hillsboro, Jen Weaver. Mayor, thank you for being with us today. How are you?
I am hanging in there. It's good to be here with you.
And I got to start with some good news. All of the rain and the storms and everything that we've gotten for the last week or so, and the gray skies today, and we'll see some more rain for the next couple of days. I think we're all kind of done with it, but there's always positives as well as negatives. And now that we've gotten quite a bit of precipitation, Hillsboro's reservoir is back full again, right?
That's right. Our utilities director, Marie Stranwitz, passed us that news last night, and we were certainly glad to hear it.
So what does that mean for residents? I know there was some concern about, like, make sure you're trying to limit water usage and things like that. Still good advice, but a little bit less of an urgency now, right?
That's right. It's like you said, it's always good advice. And I think that I don't believe that an official statement has been issued yet, which I'm guessing that the utilities director will be working on, but we've been on that voluntary restriction for a while, but we are full again.
Sounds good. So other things going on in town, if you're listening out there, you can get more info on town government at hillsboronc.gov. Again, hillsboronc.gov for more information about town government, town board meetings, and also all of the many advisory boards that the town has, where they're always looking for members. And I know, Mayor, we're getting the word out about that again this week too, right?
Yes, we are. That's something that whenever we have openings, I really try and get the word out about that in as many venues as I can, because it's so important to have representation from all different kinds of people from all over town. And we do have several openings right now on Parks and Rec, I believe the HDC, and Board of Adjustments, and I think it may be one other, but all that information is at hillsboronc.gov for sure.
And the HDC is Historic District Commission, is that right?
Yes, thank you for clarifying the acronym speak.
Yeah. So how important are advisory boards to the work that you do and the Board of Commissioners, but also the work of town staff?
Well, they're another way to just bring in the perspective of the lived experience of the folks who live here in Hillsboro, you know, under the parameters that the town board and town staff are creating through our regulations and ordinances. And so as when the public weighs in on that, there's different ways to do that. Part of that is through the formal process of our board meetings, and advisory boards are another place where that happens. And we try really hard to get representation from all of our different neighborhoods, and we have varying degrees of success with that, but we're always going to keep trying.
So people want to get involved. What exactly are you looking for? What are the qualifications? Are there any particular underrepresented groups or areas of expertise that you're particularly seeking?
Well, I'm sorry to say, in fact, there was a great study about this a couple years ago, that I believe Allison DeMarco, one of her classes did, I believe, mm-hmm. over at UNC. But the is that the advisory boards in Hillsboro, like the advisory boards all over the jurisdictions of Orange County, are largely populated by white people who would identify as white. And so that's not great, because that doesn't reflect the diversity of our community. We do have some variation in our boards, and of course I don't know what that is off the top of my head, since that shifts, you know, over time, but we're always looking for greater representation from communities of color, and geography is really important too. So, you know, it used to be that our advisory boards were largely populated by the historic district, but that has changed a lot over time. So we have people from some of our newer neighborhoods, West Hillsboro, we've got some folks representing Fairview neighborhood now, and we're just trying to keep that up, because part of it also is a leadership pipeline, is how I think about it. Is people are kind of afraid of elected office because they think it takes special talents, but you know, we're all just community members, and being on an advisory board is a great way to be more involved in town and just leave it there as you learn more, or to take it to the next level eventually if you're interested.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government, including advisory boards and open positions for people who are interested in applying for those, and they're always looking for folks who want to get involved. Other things happening in town? I know we've got some upcoming events this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. So on, I think one I forgot to mention to you in our kind of pre-planning was that Saturday is Revolutionary War Living History Day in Hillsborough. So there'll be activities happening around town for that. And then a couple events on Sunday. We have a Souls to the Polls event to help kick off early voting that will be at the Farmers Market Pavilion down on Margaret Lane. And that's from 12:30 to 3:30 on Sunday. And then also Sunday is a school board candidate forum for the Orange County Board of Education at the main branch of the public library here in Hillsborough, which I believe you have a role in.
I am moderating that. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Great.
So all of those events happening in Hillsborough. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for the full events and happenings calendar in town as well. Speaking with Mayor Jen Weaver, anything else happening in town that people want to know about?
Well, you know, people always want to know what's new with the Colonial Inn. And there was a great article in the News of Orange this week about how they've just had their original windows reinstalled. So bit by bit, the place is coming back alive.
Looking forward to it. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Jen Weaver, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Take care.